Hey, how many remember what we talked about last week?
M&M's.
More mercies.
Yeah, more mercies.
Mercies.
You know, yeah, every time I see a bag of M&M's, I think of that. I'm like, oh, more mercy, M&M. Praise the Lord. And when you, if you like M&M's, you taste them, they're good. They taste good. Amen. Mercy's good for you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I will say this. I did see they came out with some new flavors. Have you seen that? They came out with the caramel crisp flavor. They came out with the mint flavor. And they came out with the raspberry flavor.
And butterscotch.
Raspberry?
And butterscotch.
Oh, butterscotch.
I haven't tried the butterscotch, but don't try the others. They were nasty. I'm sorry. You know, because I saw them there on sale, you know, let's just try this trial pack. It wasn't very good. And you know it's not good when you start giving candy away to people, like, hey, have some candy. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, here, help yourself. Like, you're thinking about them, but really you just didn't like it. And now, that wasn't the M&M's last week. That was different. Just saying. All right. But thinking along that line, I thought, you know, today we're going to talk about something that I know in our minds we think we understand as a whole, but it's good to review it and maybe look at it from a different perspective. Okay, we're going to talk about faith. So faith, if I ask you, what is faith? People have different definitions, but faith is really you can be confident or you believe in that somebody's going to do something for you that they said they would do.
Yes.
Have a confident expectation
yes.
in somebody.
Yes, yes.
Right? If you have, you can say, I got faith in myself, that means you believe that you can accomplish a task or fulfill a duty or obligation or something like that.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And if you say, I have no faith in myself, that means you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You need help. You don't think you mm-hmm. can get the job done, right?
Right.
Something along that lines. I remember one time I was working for, you know, I like to think of myself as a people person. I don't like thinking of myself as somebody who's really detailed computer programmer type of guy. And in one job I had, it was a human resources job, and they needed me to create these IDs for all these different hundreds of people, one by one. Put it into the system. I had to learn the system. I didn't even know what I was doing. And so I went to my boss. I said, look, this is going to take me a while. I'm going to need help. Not only am I distracted what's going on during the day, but I don't even know what I'm doing. She said, well, you'll learn it. No, I'm not learning it. I'm trying to learn it, but this is beyond what I think I'm at right now. I have no confidence that I can get the job done by the deadline. I'm letting you know in advance. So I got some help, you know, and I just needed a little bit of help. And then we got it done. But sometimes in life, we just need a little bit of help.
Yes.
But we have to acknowledge or be aware that where we are, we're going to need some, what, help. Amen? So look at this, Hebrews chapter 11. And I believe today we're going to get help for our faith. Hebrews chapter 11. And like when I read the Bible, I read it, sometimes it helps me just to read the opposite or look at the opposite meaning of what the Bible says. So Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So this is really simple. Without faith, it's not possible to please God. How many of you ever heard that before? So, do you think it's important to, if you want to please God, you know, like sometimes we want to please somebody, we have to know what they want and what they don't want. And if the Bible says without faith, you cannot please God, then it's important to know what faith actually is. I know some of you think, I already know what faith is. I know. You think you know what it is, but just stay with me here. So if without faith you cannot please Him, then you need faith to please God. And you have to understand what faith is to please God. Right? Okay. Because 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So one aspect of faith is you walk by not what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at what you see to determine whether or not you're successful or happy or saved or healed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would guess, most of us, myself, there's a great tendency to walk by what you see in life. If something happens or a situation looks bad, you might get sad, right? Or you get a bad report, a negative report, you get sad. And you think, what? Oh, I thought God cared about me. I'm believing God. You ever go, this one's really popular. I get you on this one. You ever go to the doctor and you ask people, believe God with me for a good report? Yeah. What does that mean? Anybody ever say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you believe him for a good report?
Yeah.
Why?
You're not really believing for a bad report.
But what does the report got to do with something? You're looking at me like, it has a lot to do with everything.
Yeah, it's manifestation.
Why are you asking that question?
It's manifestation.
Okay, well, a report is something that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or hear, or feel. Yet the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight or a report that you can feel or see.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when that report changes? Then where's your faith? It's changed to believing that something's going good. Like, if I got a report. Now, I go to the doctor, they give me a report. I'm like, wow, praise God, everything's great. Why do I have that confidence? Because I'm looking at something I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The report.
Mm-hmm.
But if that report changes, then I'm looking still at the report and not at his word.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I'm looking at the report, and if the report turns negative, then where's my faith? It's gone.
Mm.
Because that report can go up and down.
Yes,
good or bad. Like the gas tank in your car. That is a good example. Oh man, price of gasoline going up. I ain't going to have enough money. Well, what has that got to do with anything? If you're looking to the Lord to supply your needs.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
If I'm just looking to a report. See, a lot of times we think we're in faith. Because we're believing God for a good report on something. And yet we're not really trusting Him. We're trusting in our report. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's why I'm believing for a good report, because I'm not really trusting him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trusting the report.
Yeah.
My eyes are on what I can what?
See.
My eyes are on what I can feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at your bank statement, you know how many times someone goes, I believe in God. God, I know you can meet my needs. And then somebody gives you some money, you go, woohoo, now I'm happy. Praise the Lord. He cares about me. But he cared about you before somebody gave you the money.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So look at Hebrews 11:1. Just back up a little bit. Are we walking by faith? The title is, When Believing is Not Seeing.
Mm.
You know how we have that saying, seeing is believing?
Yeah.
But Bible faith is the opposite of that. You don't believe when you see, because then you don't need to believe. Look at Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Like, if I said, you know, faith is what you're hoping for, not what you already see. Because when you see it, you don't need to believe it. And this is where we can miss it, is because we can look like, say, I'm going to pray that God change my wife so she's nice and kind to me. Right? Just an example. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying, for example. And then if I'm waiting to see her be nice and kind to me before I believe God heard my prayer, I'm not acting in faith. Why? Because I'm looking at what I can see.
See,
if I said, we talked about this last week, Jesus loved you so much that he died for you while you didn't even know him. He cared about you. And if you will receive him, you will go to heaven. You'll miss hell. Now people go, that sounds like a good deal. Okay. But that same mercy of him dying for you, the Bible says that he wanted to what? Heal you. It's the same thing. The same words. But why can we believe that salvation is so easy and healing so hard? It's because one, you can feel. The other, you can't. One, you can say, I'm believing God for healing. Okay, when did you get healed? Well, when all these physical symptoms go away. But then if they came back, does that mean you didn't get healed? Or you got worse? Or does it mean your faith is looking at the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Did the Bible change like this? Say I accepted Jesus into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy, glad, and then I did a boo-boo. I made a mistake. Does that mean God didn't save me?
Mm-mm.
No. I just am experiencing a symptom of unrighteousness, of not living right. I'm having some sinner symptoms right now. That doesn't mean I'm not saved. Just like because you might have some physical symptoms of sickness or disease doesn't mean that God didn't heal you.
Yeah.
It's still the same thing.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So here he's saying, but we walk by faith. Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for.
Yeah.
And the elders, those following before you, they obtained a good report.
Mm.
What was that report that they obtained or that they got a hold of? Was what? God's word.
Yes.
That's the good report.
Yes.
Is his word. Remember we talked about what you observe, what you look at is mm-hmm. what you're going to obtain. What you observe is what you obtain.
Yes, yes.
Right? What you consider is what you'll conceive. What you'll get. You'll get what you keep looking at.
Mm.
And that's why the Bible tells you, look at him. Consider him.
Because
when you consider him and you consider his word, then you'll get the results of his word in your life.
Amen.
This is the thing you want.
Yes.
I remember whenever, you know, like as a young person, okay, one time I went to this scary movie. Now, I don't know why. I'll tell you what it was. I went to... what was Freddy Krueger? Or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
Like the first one. I know, I had symptoms of sinners. You know, but you know, I was like a younger guy. I said, I can do this. And every time the music got real scary, like you know how movies wouldn't be scary without music. You know that?
Yeah.
You just watch them like, but it's all the music and everything that they put in it, slowing it down, making it more dramatic. But I'd always tell like my friends, I said, I gotta go get some popcorn. Because it's scary. I don't want to watch. And I don't want to cover my eyes. I don't want to close my eyes and people looking at you. Right? Or I got to go use the bathroom. Again? Yeah. I got to go use it again. And, you know, I try to avoid it. But there were some things that by observing or watching that, I had a hard time going to sleep that night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. Maybe you can watch it. But I couldn't. I'm like, man, I had to go read my Bible. I had to focus on his promises of peace, right? That Freddie wasn't going to get me. And I did, I'll admit, I did look under my bed. And then as a teenager, I'm just making sure Freddie wasn't under there, right? I don't have that problem anymore. But why would you want to purposely look at things that steal your peace or cause you to be upset or fearful or worry?
Yeah.
Then you can't sleep, and then you wonder, like, why can't I sleep? I'm not feeling good. And the enemy says, yeah, you're sick, and you're going to die, and you're all these, and your heart starts beating real fast. You get anxiety, right? All that comes from what are you considering? Mm-hmm. What are you looking at? It's hard to have peace when you're looking at horror or reading horror books or horror
yeah.
stories.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Things that aren't bringing you peace and things that aren't bringing you joy.
Right.
That ain't helping you remain calm.
Right.
So what are we observing? So here, 2 Corinthians, look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So when we're talking about faith, don't think just about something that is out there that's just not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about what you actually are hoping for, what you're actually looking at in life. Okay? What
yeah.
you are actually doing. Look at here. Paul says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are what?
Eternal. That's good.
So everything you're looking at now
yeah.
is what? Temporary. Even your life on earth is what?
Temporary.
It's, you know, if the Lord waits 100 years, I don't know if I'll be here. I don't know if I want to be here. But most people will be gone.
Yeah.
Right? Because our life here is temporary. Because
yeah.
things that you can actually see
yeah.
are temporary.
Yeah.
They're not eternal. They're temporary, except
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
But if you look at, you know, that's why I said we don't want to just look at the doctor report or the bank account
yeah.
or my peace or my joy level
right.
that I currently have
mm-hmm.
as if I'm successful or not. Why? Because that's temporary.
That's right.
Those things are what? Fading away.
That's right.
So if you're looking at your bank account and you say, how much money I got? Oh, I'm doing good. But I don't want to lose it because I don't know if God could provide.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
We should look at, well, what if I did lose it? My faith shouldn't be in my bank account anyway.
That's right.
That's why it doesn't make you, it shouldn't make you any more happy or sad if you get a good report or a bad report.
Yes.
Because your confidence in your faith isn't in the report.
That's good.
Because the report changes.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard someone go, oh, I get excited. Oh, I'm so happy. I got a good report. And then the doctor calls you back. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We gave you the wrong results. What? You need to come back in. Why? You go like this. You're going up and down, up and down. Because you're looking at what you can see.
Yeah.
And what you can see is constantly changing.
Yeah.
It's going up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah.
You're moved. I'm moved. If I'm moved by what I can see.
Mm.
But we should be looking at something that doesn't move, that mm-hmm. is unchanging, eternal,
mm-hmm.
which is His Word.
Mm-hmm.
So whether something good comes along or bad comes along, you remain unaffected.
Amen.
You still believe God whether it looks good or it looks bad.
Right.
Because your source is in Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you or what you have or what you can do
mm-hmm.
or what somebody else can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
You know, as a parent, I'll tell you what bothers me. As a parent, you know, the Bible says have childlike faith, right? Any children in here? I'm a big kid. I have a birthday. I just passed. So this is what I want for my birthday. I just want everyone to do what I say for one day. That's what I want. Obey everybody. So as a parent, though, if I told my daughters, they say, can I do this? I said, sure, I'll take care of it for you. Kids, this is important. Young people, this is important. Parents go, not if the parents worth their salt, which most parents are. They're not that bad. I tell my daughter, hey, I'm going to learn a lot in a couple years. You may not think I know anything right now, but in a couple years, you're going, gee, Dad, you were so smart. I know it. I know it. So So as a parent, if you tell your kid, like my daughter, not this one, but the other one, she's like, can I do this or can I have this? And I say, yes, you can have that. Are you sure, Dad? Yes, just wait till we get home. I'll get it for you. She says, okay. And she's happy, right? If she's in faith, she's happy. Because she believes me just because I said so. But what's sad to a parent is if you go home and she's pouting, not this one, the other one. She's pouting all the time until they actually see it. Like, can you do this for me? Yeah, I'll do it for you. Just trust me, I got it. And then they're in a bad mood until they actually see it. And then they get happy and then they're thankful. Oh, okay, thanks, Dad. I'm so happy you did it for me. Wait a minute. Why didn't you just believe me when I told you I was going to do it for you?
Mm.
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to see it. Well, then you didn't really believe me when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
You just believed me as the result of when you saw it, not when I said it.
Mm.
Amen?
Mm.
So with God, it's a lot like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he would take care of you. Remember last week we talked about the benefits.
Yes.
That he forgives all your sins.
Yes.
You got a lot of them. I had a lot of them. And if he misses one, you're in trouble. Amen? But it says he forgave them all.
Hallelujah.
And each day he's got more mercies for you. That doesn't
Amen.
Mean I want to see how
Amen.
Many mercies I can eat up. No. I mean, you know. But he's got more mercy for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
And it's easy for us to believe in that area. Oh, God, forgive me. Okay. He does.
Yeah.
And he also said, by my stripes you are healed.
Amen.
When did that happen? When he said it.
That's right.
When are you getting excited about it? Well, I should already be excited
That's
about
right.
it.
That's right. Amen.
I don't have to look at what I see or what I feel because that's not strong faith. Because
mm-hmm.
we don't walk by what we what?
Mm-hmm.
See
yeah.
or feel. We walk
yeah.
by his word, what he already said. Like just like my daughter, it doesn't bring me any joy. When they say, oh, no, I believe it. Thank you. You're a great dad. It's like, I'm not excited. Because that's after the fact. Right? After the fact. We're talking, he wants us to be like this before we see something.
Mm-hmm.
Not after. And it's simple. All you and I have to do is just believe what he said. It's not hard. Look at Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and we'll start with verse 13. So, this is Abraham, right? Now think about Abraham. It's called the father of our faith, the father of faith. He
yeah.
set the precedence, he set the example, right? Look at verse 13. It says, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise of no effect. Simply saying, if you got it just because of legalistic ways, it doesn't help you, it doesn't matter, it can't be passed down. But this righteousness is by faith, it's by what you believe,
mm-hmm.
right? Therefore, verse 16, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all, not to those who are of the law, but to the faith of Abraham, as they have said, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of him who believed, what? God,
mm-hmm.
who gives life to the dead and calls things which do not exist as though they did.
Mm.
God is trying to get you, how do you get your needs met? Don't people want to know that?
Yeah.
How do you get your needs met? One way, the main way, is by thanking him that your needs are met before
mm-hmm.
you see your needs met.
Yeah.
Abraham was 75 years old. And God said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 some years goes by. He's 99. 99. And he and Sarah have never been able to have a baby. Now, you know, think about this. He's closer to dying than when he was born, right? At 99, you can say he's past the halfway point, right? Yeah. You can say he's on the downward slope. And him and Sarah have never had a baby. And God said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. But what are you talking about? It's like sometimes the Lord might tell you something, you go, ha, forget that. That'll never happen, right? But Abram, what's his name, Abram? He said, I'll make you a father of many nations. Though it was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And it says, not being weak in faith. Now what is faith? He wasn't weak in this thing. That's why we say, don't be weak, right?
Yeah.
Don't be weak.
Yeah.
He wasn't weak in faith. Faith is believing that what God said he could do, he could do.
Amen.
Right? Not being weak in faith. He didn't consider, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't consider his own body already dead. So Abraham couldn't have any kids because his body, that part of his body, mm-hmm. his reproductive system,
mm-hmm.
was no longer functioning.
Mm.
But he didn't consider that. He didn't look at that. He didn't rehearse it in his mind. He didn't concentrate on what he couldn't do. He focused. Now, this is faith talking. Now, you ask most people who believe in God, do you have faith? Oh, yeah, I got faith. But what are you considering then if you have faith? Here, Abraham didn't consider his own body already dead since he's about 100 years old or the deadness of Sarah's womb. Sarah couldn't have a baby. He's got some problems. He's got some physical problems. You understand? And yet he didn't consider them. He didn't look at them like this is just a fact. He didn't look at that report. Why? Because that report can change.
Mm.
What you see can change.
Mm. Mm.
Or it's going to change.
Yeah.
That's why you don't get so happy on one side, because then if that report changes and all your faith was in that report, then you become sad.
Mm.
Right? Oh. It won't work. I was so happy. I was hoping. I was trusting. See, and this is how subtle things are. It's subtle. It's easy to look at what you can see. You know, some of you have something you want to accomplish or something you want to do, and people tell you, you can never do that because look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at where you came from. Look at who you are. Well, the Bible says you don't need to look at that.
No.
You don't look at you. You know, when it was funny, when I was a kid, I didn't fail a class. Well, one class, that was a different story. But I did fail some assignments in school, especially if I had to get up in front of a group of people and talk.
Really?
I'm like, I am not doing that.
Really?
No way.
Really?
Just give me the big red F for that one. You know, I don't know, I just thought, like, man, how could people get up in front of people and talk? Because I'm just thinking about myself, really, that's it. And what if they don't like me? What if they poke fun at me? This is before, you know, people could take pictures of you on their phones or something. I don't want to do that. Well, you know, that would mean I'm considering my own body.
Mm.
I'm considering what I can do. I'm not considering what God can do through me or what he can do in me. And here, Abraham said he did basically two things. He wasn't weak. And how was he not weak? He didn't consider his own body, nor did he consider Sarah's body. He didn't waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he, God, had promised, he was able to perform.
Mm.
So Abraham didn't consider what he saw or what he was feeling or what he was experiencing. He didn't consider those things. Mm-hmm. He looked to something else. He looked to God's word.
Amen.
Right? This is why he's considered the father of our faith. This is the model. This is how you get from where you are, it doesn't matter what it looks like or how bad it is, to where you want to be in God. Consider him. Consider what Jesus said. Consider what he's already done. Amen? Consider that he is called, that he said, I am the Lord who heals you.
Amen.
I am your what? Provider.
Yes.
I am your peace.
Yes.
So when you're lacking something, stop considering that thing that's causing you the lack of peace or the nervousness or the fear. Don't consider that. Don't consider your own body. You're not denying something. You're not denying, you know, that something's there. You're just not considering it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't consider it. Don't look at it like the final authority, because that is subject to change. Mm-hmm. You know how many people that are like, oh, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket and then win the lottery or whatever. I mean, it's not a lot of people. It's just very few people.
Yeah.
But in one day, their life was completely different. But if they didn't get their heart right, in a few years, their life is completely different again, right?
Yeah.
They could lose it all. You look at the children of Israel, in one day they were slaves, and the next day they had money and clothes and gold and food, and they were free.
Yeah.
Why? What are you considering?
That's good.
Amen? What are you considering? Abraham, he would consider his own body, his own feelings. And what's really interesting to me is that Abraham and Sarah have a son. What was his name?
Isaac.
Starts with an I.
Isaac.
Isaac, right? And so you could think like Abraham, whoa, praise God, look what you did, right? You know, you'd be excited, wouldn't you? It's Isaac. Oh, this is beautiful. It's over. I'm so done with that. You know, I did that one time. I thought, I'm going through this situation. You finally come out of it, and you start believing God. Like, oh, thank God that's over. I never have to go through that again. I'll never have to use my faith again. And yet God doesn't want you to stop using your faith. Why? Because that's what pleases
him. Yes, yes.
And to use your faith, you can't look at what you are seeing.
Yeah.
You have to look at what? His word.
Yes.
So in Genesis 22, God says to Abraham, hey, Abraham, I need you to do me something here. He says, what's that? I need you to take Isaac and offer up your son.
Wow.
Now think about this. What would you say? My first thought was, hey, I had a belief for that. I was believing you for that son. What are you doing? Taking him away from me? Offer him up? Sacrifice him? Are you kidding? They've got all kinds of people around us doing that type of thing to other gods. You know that, right?
Yeah.
As part of their culture. Yeah, I'd be kind of concerned if my dad came in and said, son, got to go up to the hill. Okay. Let's go on this 3-day hike, Dad. Where are we going? Don't worry, we're going camping. Okay. And we're going to go offer some sacrifices. Now, Isaac was like 15, 16. Abraham's like 115. Right? Who's going to outrun who? So my dad said, hey, jump up here on this. Let me tie you up. And we'll, what? Now you might be thinking, Dad, I mean, you got to get older. Why are you tying me up on this altar, Dad? What's with the fire, Dad? Hey, Dad, what's with the knife? I'm not feeling good about this. Isaac had to have some faith.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You think about it. But God says, I need you to give me Isaac, the only son, and I know you love him. But he said, but I'm going to make you the father of many nations, and your descendants will be like the stars. Mm. Now you think about this for a moment. If that was my kid, I would think, wait a minute, no. Because I got this one by faith. God, you're faithful. That has to be the devil, right? Mm. And yet, what was God really trying to do?
Wow.
He's testing him.
Yeah.
He's proving him. He's trying to bring him to a higher level of faith so he can reward him with even more.
Mm.
See, Isaac is something that you can see and feel.
Mm.
It's his son. And he, the Lord, doesn't want Isaac to be the focal point of Abraham's faith.
Mm.
He wants, God wants to be his source, not Isaac.
That's good.
So he's saying, if you offer up Isaac, then I know what? That your faith is in me and not in your kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be easy to think through Isaac, everyone's going to be, wow. His eyes are no longer on the Lord. You follow me?
Yeah.
His eyes are on Isaac. Mm-hmm. If we believe, you know, if I had $20, and I said, Lord, I need $20 to buy food. And he said, hey, give someone that $20. No, God, I need that money for food. You bless me with it. It's, you know, I'm taking that $20. I'm trusting in that $20. And he said, if you offer that up to me, I'll be your source.
That's good.
Not the $20.
Amen.
So he's saying, I don't want, Abraham, I don't want you to look at Isaac as your source.
Mm.
I want to be your source.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't consider your natural circumstances. Don't consider what you feel and what you see.
Yeah.
What are you to consider? You're to consider his word.
Amen.
Amen. You get his word, that's what it should look like in the end.
Yeah.
So that's your goal. That's the thing you're believing for. That's your target.
Yeah.
Right? So that he didn't waver, Abraham didn't waver. What does waver mean? You know, kind of go back and forth?
Yeah.
He didn't waver, like, you know, whoa. He wasn't like that. At God's promise. But he would give God praise, because what's he considering?
Mm-hmm.
He's considering what God said.
Mm-hmm.
He's not considering his own body. Mm-hmm. He's not considering his own circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
He's not considering his bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because those are all things that we could have the tendency to lean on or trust on.
Yeah.
Or like in school, I'm not considering my own smarts.
Mm.
I need help.
Yeah.
Lord, I need some help. I don't want to consider my own ability to do something as to whether or not I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need your grace. I'm going to need your mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I need faith to believe you to help me. Because you know everything about it. I only know a small part. I need some help. And this is what Abraham did. So real faith, look at your neighbor and say, real faith.
Real faith.
Is based only on God's word.
It's based only on
God's word. Okay, you don't have to keep saying it. This is the first one. So we have nothing left but faith in God. Then that honors and pleases the Lord. This is what honors the Lord. This is, remember he said, without faith it's impossible to please him.
Yeah.
So when you look at faith, faith is not looking at what you can feel and see,
mm-hmm.
but solely believing God because he said so.
Amen.
And if he said so, then that's what I'm going to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, and you know, do you ever get a little bit nervous like when you're driving on the highway and you see somebody next to you texting? Like with two hands?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right? Yeah.
Now, I know I was driving with Margie somewhere and the ladies went to a Bible thing. Maybe they were a little concerned about me because I was just looking for some scriptures. I only had one hand on the phone. I was just doing, not too bad. I was doing kind of quick. Because you know what? When you're doing one thing, you can only consider one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I don't even, I'm multitasking. No, you're really not. You're using some attention here, and then you put your attention over here, and you turn your attention back over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Bible example would be Peter when he's walking on the water. Remember that? At first, he says, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. Now, the storm is still going on, but Peter gets his eyes on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and he starts walking on the water. That's a miracle.
Yes.
You better try that only in your bathtub, right? Just to play it safe. That's all. I just tried in the bathtub, worked your way up. I will say this. This was silly of me. But, okay, don't laugh too hard, please. You might have already tried this. But I read one time when Jesus, talking to his disciples, like with Thomas, he said, Thomas, where did you doubt? You know when I said, Jesus walked through the wall? I said, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to walk through my wall. I did. I know that's what I said, but it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I tried walking through the wall because I read it. I bumped into the wall and said, okay, I'm not in faith. I got to grow. Maybe it was misapplied, but that's where I was. All right. So Peter is walking on the water. His focus is on Christ. He's only considering God. And there's a storm going on. You got the storms of life going on in your life, right? The wind might be blowing, bad reports might be coming, but you keep your eyes on the Lord and you keep walking on the water. And then when he was started to multitask and he got his eyes off of the word and he got it on the problem, the winds and the waves, what happened? He started to sink. So he can't, you and I, we can't consider what we can see and feel and his word at the same time. You got to do one or the other. Mm. You can't consider both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Amen? How do you know when you're not doing considering the word? Well, your faith becomes weak. You start to sink. You lose your peace. You lose your joy. So as I tell you, okay, I got to get my eyes back on him. Get my attention back on him. And so when Peter did that, he cried out. Because remember he said he saw the winds and the waves? Right? He saw. Like, oh, Peter, don't be double-minded. Right? Not just Peter, any of us. Keep your eyes on the Lord. So when Peter takes his eyes off of the storm and he starts to consider Jesus and the word, what happens? Another miracle. He starts walking on the water. Jesus raises him up. They walk back to the boat together. That's where you want to be. When you talk about faith, it's talking about what are we considering?
Amen.
Are you considering just what you feel and see?
Yeah.
Are you considering, you know, just your bank account?
Yeah.
Which is, has your bank account always stayed the same no matter what? No. It can go up and down. So when it's up, you're usually a little bit more happy. When it's down, you're, oh man, kind of sad. What happened? Somebody hacked me, right? I hacked myself. Well, it doesn't matter. Because who's the provider? It's
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And if you keep your eyes on him,
yes,
you get a good report, great. Bad report, don't matter. Because my eyes are still on him.
Amen.
I'm focusing on him.
That's right.
I'm considering him. I'm not considering my own body. I'm not going to consider that. Or my bank account. Or what this person did. Or what that person didn't do. Amen? He didn't, Abraham didn't even consider Sarah.
Mm.
He didn't even say, well, God, you know, I could do it if you give me another woman.
Uh-oh.
I need a new wife is what I need. Because Sarah's never had a baby. Never. I don't think it was just me. I think it was her. And he says he didn't even consider that.
That's good.
So you can't even consider, well, you think someone, they don't like me. Well, God can still work whether or not they like you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to consider them.
Mm.
You consider him.
Mm-hmm.
You consider the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And when you keep your eyes on him, then faith, the substance of the thing you're hoping for, faith is the substance, the evidence of things not seen, becomes a reality in your life.
Praise God.
That's what you want to be. So if you're happy, it's because you're not looking at just the report, the bad report. You're looking at God's report.
Amen.
And you keep your eyes on God's report.
Yeah.
You stay focused on God's report.
Yeah.
You're not just looking at the doctor report, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know we've all done that, probably. We've been to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them, oh, that's not such a good report. So, you're not looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not considering that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not denying that it's there,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't move you
yeah.
to whether or not you believe
right.
that you receive.
Right.
Just like it didn't move you when You might have made a mistake, or you sinned, or you missed it. You didn't start thinking, oh, I'm going to hell now. It's over. You said, no, God, forgive me. Sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. No, nothing changed. No feelings, no goosebumps. You just took it by faith.
Yeah.
You said, Lord, you said you would forgive me. I'm not asking you to, I mean, I've asked you this 3 times in the past half hour. I'm sorry. I keep doing it. Yeah. I keep biting my nails. I promised you I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I did it. Or I keep picking my nose in public, Lord. I've been working on it, trying to stop. I promised I wouldn't do that. My wife's embarrassed. I didn't, no, that's not me. I was using an example. But Lord, forgive me. And he said he'd be faithful to forgive you.
Right.
So when you come to him, all you consider is what he said.
That's right.
Just like when you have, if you have a child, you tell them something.
Yeah.
And they believe you, that brings you joy.
Amen.
Consider him. Don't consider yourself. Don't consider that bad report or any report, really, other than what he's already said to you.
Yes.
When he said, through Christ, I can do all things.
Amen.
Through him. Why? Because I'm considering him.
That's right.
I'm not considering myself. So believing is not necessarily seeing. It's the opposite. It's what you, because what you see goes up and down. It comes and goes. It's temporary, right? We walk by faith, not by sight. Say what you want from God. Don't just say what you got at present.
And then
say what you're believing for. He said, like, if you don't know, that's why we have our confessions. That's why we say, all my debts are being reduced and eliminated. What's wrong with that? Nothing. I mean, I have some debts I don't know. They're all being reduced and eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter why I created. Well, God will forgive you. He'll help you through it.
That's right. That's right.
And then you're not stuck paying it back. Well, I don't deserve it. You don't. That's why it's called mercy. Right? That's the good news about it.
Yes.
That's how you get, you know, I don't deserve healing. You don't. You deserve a lot worse. You deserve hell. Mm. I deserve hell.
Mm.
So when people go, I want justice, like the Lord, oh, we demand justice. No, you don't want justice.
No.
I deserve it. No, you deserve a lot more that you don't want.
Yeah.
You come to God, you believe in him for his mercy,
yes,
for his goodness.
Yes.
Lord, you help me.
Yes.
This is what you got to do to believe.
Amen.
Abraham wasn't perfect. He made some mistakes. But he kept believing God.
Yes.
Just, he's no different than you.
That's right.
You just keep believing God.
Amen.
Amen. So don't be no, oh, I don't know about that. Well, you're not going to receive from God. Nothing will change thinking like that.
That's right.
Saying those things.
Yeah.
And nothing will change. Because faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm, that's good.
So you want to please him, you get in faith. How do you do that? Don't look at what you see or feel. You look at what his word says about your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's close in prayer. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. And that we can have faith to believe that you love us, that you care about us, and that you're concerned about our lives, each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you for provisions made in your word that we're to consider you, consider what you've done already for us. Not consider ourselves or what we've been or where we are in life, but where you want to take us and what you want to do, your plans and your great purpose that you have for our lives. And Lord, I pray today, with every head bowed and every eye closed, that if there's anybody here at all who's never accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, that is to identify, hey, I need Jesus come into my heart to forgive me. God's not mad at me. Jesus loves me. He died for me. God has a plan for me. He's not angry with me. He put all that on Jesus. All I got to do is receive it. All I got to do is accept what he's done for me. If that's you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus into your heart, but you want to, you say, this is a great deal. I didn't know God loved me so much. I didn't know I'm already, in God's eyes, the price has been paid that I can be forgiven, I can be restored, I can be part of the family of God. Anyone here with every head bowed and every eye closed, just raise your hand. You want to give me that opportunity? Anybody at all? Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your great love and your compassion for us, Lord, and toward us. And we just purpose in our heart to live stronger, to be bold, not weak in faith, but to be strong in faith, to consider your word, to consider you and what you've done when we face the storms of life. We're looking at things, bad reports, things that are negative. Lord, we won't consider those things, but we'll consider you and what you've already done and what you've already said. And we'll rejoice and we'll be glad by faith. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
We'll go ahead and get ready to take up the offering. You know, I'm telling you, one of the challenging things to do, one of the tougher things to do, is when you don't feel like something, when you don't have a goosebump feeling, you know, you just feel like, that is when you rejoice. That is when you say something. When everything might be going wrong in your life, that is when you say, God is bringing me up.
Yes.
God has made a way for me. You know, this even taking care of with your kids, or, you know, my daughter went to a dance yesterday. I wasn't happy. First dance. For her, she wore makeup. I'm really not happy. we're going to talk about that, right? But I have to believe God to take care of my kids, right? That he's going to do that, that he's faithful to do that. I do my part, but I have to trust him.
Yeah.
And in giving, whatever we are, we look to him. He is the source. He's the one that sustains you. You know, I realize they have a bunch of chemtrails in the sky. You know, my daughter and I, we joke, we're like, oh, look, partly cloudy, just a little bit of chemtrails over to the north. But you know what? I also recognize that he's the one that keeps me alive.
Yes.
That he sustains us. Yes. With all the pollution and all the water and all the problems going on in the things in the earth, you got enough toxins and chemicals and poisons to kill you hundreds of times over already in your body. You just look to him, and what does he do? He sustains you.
Yes.
And he keeps you going. So there's no need to fear. When we have the opportunity to give, we give with joy. Why? Because he sustains us.
Yes.
He'll keep us going. There's no reason to fear. If gas went to $5 a gallon, he'll sustain you.
Yes.
He'll keep you. He'll provide for you. Amen? Because we look to him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to give. We give today with a heart of joy and of faith and great expectation, Lord, that you not only meet our needs and heal our bodies and you give us peace and joy and you protect us, but Lord, you sustain us each and every day, each and every moment. Lord, you're there to watch over and protect us and help us. And we just thank you for that. We just give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, be blessed as you give. A couple of announcements. Wednesday, we have ladies' Bible study. And it starts at 7 o'clock. Now, I was going to have a joke about something, but I'll pass. Let's hear our confessions. Say this with me. God is increasing me. He's not decreasing you. You can do that on your own. Right? You got the enemy. You realize you got an enemy who's always trying to hurt and harm and rip you off. You know that? That's the devil. He's always trying to take advantage of you and hurt you and harm you and rob from you. And every time he does it, he says, God did it. God did it. God did it. And then you go, well, if God is so powerful and he can do anything, why don't he help me? He already did. But the problem is you. You got to believe that he's going to sustain you and get you through and provide. Can't be weak in this. Don't be weak. Got to be strong. So, God. Yeah, that's my birthday. People. Thank you all. Praise God. So, the Lord is increasing me. I already know this one. He's causing people to give to me property, homes, possessions, and lands. Why? So you can be blessed, so you can be a blessing. He's not going to rain it down from heaven. He puts it in people's heart to help you. Why? Because you're believing him. You understand? This is not hard. It's about what are you believing? What are you considering? What are you saying? Amen? Okay. Keep going. I guess the gathering this Friday at 7 p.m. So it's going to be great. It's in Keller House Green, so we're going green. This is all the G-Force DOD meeting Sunday, May 20th. Lunch will be provided, women's Bible study at 7 p.m. When you start saying your confessions, all my debts are being reduced and eliminated, I'm debt free. God has given me seed to sow, some small seed and some whopper chunk seed. I'll be faithful to sow what he's given me. Right? This is going to change your life. Changes the direction of your life. Where you are is not where you have to stay. Amen. You're going through the valley of the shadow of death. You're not stopping. You're not camping. Amen. All right. Welcome once again. All right. God bless you all. We got the confessions up on the website. Please go there and check it out. Say them. Start saying them. Read your scriptures. Amen. The word of God applies to you. It's yours. All right. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Okay. Yeah. So you can go on the website and see it. But what God has done for others, he will do for me. Why? Because he loves you just the same. Greater things than these I will surely see. God has given me seeds to sow. I'll be faithful to sow the seeds that he has given me. Right? Start believing that. Why wouldn't he do it for you if he did it for someone else? Of course he'll do it for you. All right. Get out of here. Bye. I don't get out of here, but you know, you're free to go.